43. Ashton. I'm on my knees, gasping to breathe. My stomach muscles are tight, my body shaking and pussy throbbing. He fucked my face. I tried to prove to him how good I could be, that it was like old times, but I failed. My body wasn't prepared, no matter how hard I tried to tell myself it was okay. Cashton was right. I've spent more time on my back than my knees. My head hangs forward, my eyes shut because there's cum all over my face. I feel his hand on my drool-covered chin, and he pushes my head back.
Look at me.
Saint speaks. I shake my head, and his fingers grip my sore cheeks painfully hard.
Open your fucking eyes, Ashton.
He orders this time. His voice is deeper, rougher, and it sends a shock to my swollen cunt. I slowly pry my cum-covered lashes open and blink rapidly. It burns. I realize he's now out of his chair and standing in front of me.
That's a good girl.
He softens his voice, and I whimper.
Stand. Let's get you dressed.
He helps me to my shaking legs, and I stare at the keyboard on his desk, unable to look around the room. I know we're not alone. I heard someone enter before he came on my face. Wrapping the robe around my trembling shoulders, he then ties the sash tightly high on my waist. Grabbing what's left of my once tight pony, he ushers me out of the office into the elevator. We both stay silent as we ride it up. I can feel my skin tightening on my face as his cum dries and hardens. It's itchy. I swallow, and it makes me flinch. My throat is so tender that I leave my mouth open. If I drool, I drool. Not like I haven't already. We step off the elevator, and I see the hallway where my room is. I almost cry in relief. He's going to fuck me. My body is begging for a release. My pussy needs to be used like my face was. He places his thumb on the outside of the door, and I realize his thumbprint unlocks the door. It pops open, and he pulls me inside. We pass the bed and go straight to the bathroom. He turns me to face the mirror, and I try to pull away, but he yanks my head back. His free hand undoes the sash, so the robe falls to the floor. Saint. He shoves me forward, my hips hitting the edge of the counter, and it bends me at the waist. I cry out as it pulls the rope and the collar.
Look at yourself, sweetheart.
He says, much more gently than his hands are being. He pushes the side of my face, smashing my cheek into the cold mirror.
Go ahead. Look at my cum all over that pretty face of yours.
My face slides against the cool glass, and I can't hold in the tears that stream from my eyes like waterfalls, smearing the dried cum. At least they've washed out my eyes. They still burn, though. He pulls me back and forces me to look at myself in the mirror. My eyes are bloodshot, like I spent all weekend drinking and getting high. His meet mine in the mirror as he stands behind me, holding me in place.
I want you to shower and wash up. Once done, I'll have Jesse bring you some food.
I hate that my stomach drops. He's not going to fuck me. It's about him. He smirks, noticing the look on my face. He yanks me to stand, spins me around, and grabs my chin. Shoving my back into a wall, he smashes my tight arms in the process. His body presses into mine as he speaks.
This should be a given, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You do not touch yourself in any way. Do you understand?
He can't expect me not to give my body what it wants. He never had a problem with watching me get myself off before. Saint.
It's a yes or no answer, Ash.
He interrupts me before I even get the chance to beg him. Yes. I whisper, licking my swollen lips and tasting his dried cum. It makes me gag, and he chuckles.
If I find out you've done so, you'll be punished, sweetheart.
This is a trick. He knows I love punishments. How? I can't help but ask. He smirks.
You will be placed in restraints at all times when out of my sight.
My throbbing clit reminds me that we like being tied up. Case in point, my pussy is as soaked as my drool-covered face. His face grows serious, smirk fading away as his eyes harden on mine.
If you make me punish you, Ashton, I will make sure you don't enjoy it.
My breath hitches, and he reaches up to cup my face in his hands. He tilts my head back, the movement pulls the rope tied to my collar, and I know he does it on purpose when a moan escapes my lips after it pulls on my pussy. Lowering his lips to mine, he kisses me. I open up, needing to feel some kind of physical touch from him. It's been years since I've felt them. He always had power over me that made me a stupid bitch. This time will be no different. Like a tsunami hitting a city, it knocks me down and washes me away with nothing left. I moan, leaning into him, wishing I could touch him, feel him and pull him into me. His lips are soft, his kiss tender, whereas my lips are desperate. My tongue enters his mouth, and I lean forward, opening up more and wanting him to devour me. But he lowers his hands from my face to my chin and holds my head into the wall while he pulls away. My heavy eyes open to see him glaring at me. He's panting, and I'm still trying to catch my breath. His eyes look over my face, and I hope I made him proud today. I'm going to change, do better for him. Be the woman he deserves. He wants to make me his little slut, so I'll be the most devoted, dick-crazed whore he's ever seen. I lick my lips, silently begging him to kiss me again. But instead, he pulls me from the wall and steps behind me and begins to untie the knot that's wrapped around the ring to my collar. I feel his eyes on mine as I look up and meet his stare as he grabs the rope where it's tied at my wrist behind my back, and he slowly pulls on it. My thighs tighten on their own, feeling the rope slide along my pussy. A moan escapes my cracked lips as the rope burns the sensitive skin between my legs. I feel frustrated when it pops free and he finishes untying me. My arms fall to my sides like dead weights once they're free, and my eyes drop to the counter as I feel them tingle. I suddenly feel lost and cold. A shiver runs through my body. The piece of rope is removed from around my upper arms and chest before he drops it onto the bathroom counter. Then he unclasps my collar. I've never felt so naked in all my life. His cum on my face, my body shaking, and my knees buckling while my pussy throbs with need. He doesn't say anything, just turns and exits the bathroom. When I hear the sound of the bedroom door shutting, I fall to my already sore knees in the middle of the bathroom and cry it out.